Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
So here we are, and I feel like a million things have happened in like not that much time.
That's true.
Yes. I'm watching Raw for the first time in like 3 months right now.
And
I did not know Tamina was on Raw. So there's that.
I haven't seen Tamina in quite a while since they lost those belts, right?
I haven't seen Tamina in like fucking 84 years. But here she is! Tamina's showing up again! Fucking why? I don't know. But like, you know, is it the one time a year push that Tamina's gonna get? You know, since they fired Mojo, somebody has filled that we are only going to push you one time a year thing.
Aw.
Well, he's doing good. He's doing good. The guy is doing well.
He is.
He's doing very good things. Anyway. So, a shit ton of people were released the day after we put our episode up. Because, you know, they do that.
I'm not sad about.
It's a mess. Let's be honest. Like, yeah, it's a mess. That's all we're going to say.
I'll say it. I'm glad Nia's gone.
Well, yeah,
I don't care. I know someone lost her job, but just speaking from, she hurts people. Like, she should have went a lot earlier, and some other people should have stayed.
Well, yeah, and that's what people were saying is like they don't know how she lasted this long. But like, my only thing is, I feel like she got released not for the reason we think she should have been released. I think she was, the rumor and innuendo of it all is that Nia was released because she took a break because she was having some mental health issues and she asked to extend said break and they declined it. And then 2 days later, she was fired. So if that's the reasoning, that I do feel bad for that because like, you know, she could be going through some shit that we don't know about. You know, right.
I mean, that's true. Bad.
But at the same time, she should have been released a long time ago for whole other reasons.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So I'm not happy. I feel bad anybody lost their job. But at the same time, I can see the reasoning behind that one. Like that one, not very many people were sad about that one. Anyway, so here's the full list of people who were released. The first one I saw, I was kind of shocked, but not really shocked. And that's Scarlett Bordeaux.
Yeah, we haven't seen Scarlett
in a long time. But like now, this girl's about to make some fucking bank because she's going to start an OnlyFans.
She said that?
Yes! She's like, so should I start an OnlyFans? And everybody's like, for the love of God, yes. So now she's going to make a shit ton of money because, like, male wrestling fans are, like, clamoring. Like, this is second to maybe if Liv Morgan started an OnlyFans. So, like, these men are, like, getting their credit cards out. And some women. I mean, I don't want to see all the business, but good for her. Girl, and yeah, she's got two sponsorships already, a fashion line in the works, and she's going to wrestle again and have an OnlyFans. This girl's probably going to make more money post-release than she did while working. And she's engaged now to the guy who got released too, Karrion Kross. So, you know, that one I was kind of shocked about. I thought from everything I had, like, seen and heard, everybody was like, oh, he's going to be repackaged. They're going to kind of go back to where he was before. And then Scarlett was released and I was like, ooh, this isn't good. I was like, this doesn't sound good. And it wasn't, because he was released as well. Another one that got me. Our girl, we are not calling her by her given WWE name, because fuck that name. Taya Valkyrie. What in the fucking hell? Like,
I don't know.
She didn't even get a chance. Like, there was no...
No, I don't think she really did anything, right?
She had, like, 5 matches on NXT. 5. Oh, Finn's on TV. Hold on. God damn. Look at that man. My God. Jesus Christ. Even, you know what? My mom saw Finn Balor the other day, and she was like, for the love of God. I'm like, I know. I was like, the gays, the theys, and the ladies love this man. Even some men love this man. So, you know. Good for him.
I think he's kind of the Ryan Reynolds of the wrestling world.
Yeah. Everybody loves him. He's not Jake Gyllenhaal.
No. Although I will say I always just have a big crush on Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, he was always really weird. So I was like,
weird, but I always thought he was cute.
Like, but I literally, when I saw him, I was like, I don't know about this guy. Good thing, because, like, fuck that guy. Anyway, Taya Valkyrie.
We'll get into that.
We'll get into that, because we have a whole... We got, like, blow-by-blows on that. We may not have it on anything else, but that we do. Also, our queen was, you know, freed, so... Mm. You know, that as well. On the same day... And Lindsay Lohan's back. And Katy Perry has black hair again.
And Paris, like, got married.
Paris finally got married. It's like the world is healing. Oh, and Nicole Richie was at the wedding.
Huh.
I know. I'm like, look at that. Would you look at that? Huh. Everything's just going back to 2011. And I'm not mad.
Uh-uh.
Not mad. Anyway, so Taya, we're really mad about, because, like, we like Taya on this show, and Taya's a badass bitch, and they released her. And you know what? When I heard Taya was released, you know what I really thought was going to happen?
What?
Johnny Impact. Okay, whatever he goes by now. Johnny whatever. John Morrison. Was gonna go to, but guess not. This one hurt my brother. This hurt his heart. Oney Lorcan gone. Yeah. Oney Lorcan gone. Grand Metalik gone. Lindsay Dorado gone. No more Lucha House Party. Harry Smith, Davey Boy Smith's son, who had one dark match in the whole time that he was resigned.
Huh.
One. the fuck? You didn't even do anything. And then three that really got me, and then we'll talk about the two that we feel were deserved. One we already talked about, but the other one who's deserved. Mia Yim. And Keith Lee. Huh. Who are both about to get married. So, now they both have a job.
It's not a day for couples.
Not a day for couples, no. Uh-uh. That's why when I heard those, then I was like, oh god, John Morrison's next, isn't he? Anyway. Mia Yim. Keith Lee. Gone. And there's been a dispute with Keith Lee because WWE was going around saying that they paid for all of his COVID treatments and shit, and Keith Lee's like, no you didn't. And then WWE said, yeah we did. So there's a dispute there. And Ember Moon, like, she literally has been in title matches in the past 6 months. Like,
well, so is Karrion Kross and
yeah, Keith and Lee. Keith Lee. I don't get it. I don't get it. Anyway, and then the two that we feel were justified, Eva Marie and Nia Jax.
But why bring back Eva Marie in the first place? I'm so confused.
I think this is what I thought is, I think they thought that, like, oh, she's been training to be a wrestler, she might be better, and like the fans might have a different reaction. No, neither were true. She sucked in the ring and she sucked on the mic still, and the fans hated her still. So yeah, that really didn't make sense. And Nia, well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But in other, I mean, here's somebody who came out on the other side who has a job now. And that is the man formerly known as Bronson Reed, who is now Jonah. He debuted at New Japan's San Jose show. And you know who else had a match on the San Jose show? Buddy Murphy. Who's now Buddy Matthews. And he wrestled Okada. And mother of God, are they dumb that they let that guy go. Like, this match, I was like, the fuck were they thinking? Like, he was dialing it way down. Like, his matches, they dumbed him down big time. But yeah, that was holy shit. But yeah, just fuck. But anyway, after these releases, there has now been, since April 2020, over 71 releases.
Wow.
71! Is anybody's job safe?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Maybe Roman. Roman's like the only one whose job is safe at this point. You know? I don't know what they're trying to do here. I really don't. Like, I'm always afraid Baron's going to be on one of these lists.
I think Vince likes him too much.
Well, he used to not like him, but now he's like liking him. So I feel like that's okay. But then again, like, I feel like Vince likes some of the people that are let go. So.
Yeah, but everything I've read lately, yes, it sounds like everybody likes Baron. So yeah. I don't know.
Probably because he's not trying to knock anybody out anymore. Because he's towing the line. You know, I really wouldn't be surprised if, like, in the next round, they're like, oh, Hunter's released. Because it's, by the sounds of it, he's never going to be able to wrestle again. Part of me thinks this heart thing may have been worse than they let on.
I think he had a full-blown heart attack. Definitely.
Yeah, he had a heart attack when he found out what an NXT was going to turn into. Fuck, I'd have a heart attack too. Like, they're literally erasing his legacy at this point.
It's true.
Him and Sean should just leave and go start their own company.
That would be interesting.
With all 71 people who are... Okay, whoever is unsigned in the 71 people can go with them.
Well, not all of them. Most of them.
Most of them. Yes. Hunter could be like, well, we're starting our own company. These are the people we're taking. They were all released a while ago. Yeah, so Jesus Christ. Everybody's been futured endeavored. And like every single person who is released, they're like, oh, they're going to AEW. Like, what are they going to do when AEW starts releasing people? Because it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That roster is fucking bloated already. Like, y'all thought I was kidding when it's like, Wyndham isn't dumb enough to sign with them. Look at that roster. It's bloated. You got people you don't use. You got people in the same feud every week for months. Oh, who else does that? Do you know who does that?
Who?
Vince. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Sounds like they're similar.
Oh my god. Oh, who would have thought? How could this be? It just, it cracks me up. It's just like, y'all really thought, y'all thought that they were different, but no. No, they aren't.
Well, except Vince doesn't get on Twitter and beg people to watch.
That's true. Vince doesn't have to beg yet. No. Yet.
I don't think he ever would.
He'd have the talent do it.
Yeah.
Because like everybody hates Vince. He'd be like, hey, Becky, get on Twitter and tell everybody to watch. People like you. People think you have a beating heart inside your chest. Not so much with Vince. Like, I feel like that guy would fire his own kids at this point. He'd be like, hey, listen, Kevin Dunn said you guys aren't good on TV, so we're going to fire you. Like, they're like, Dad, you're our dad, though. They're like, he's like, yeah, about that. Don't call me your dad anymore. I'm your ex-boss now. Yeah, so it's very, very interesting. Very interesting. But yeah, I don't even know what to say. Like, AEW is going to have to start releasing people. There is an obvious list of who would be released. Or somehow will quit. I think it's pretty obvious. Just in my mind, I really think that Lance Archer, which is a fucking shame because Lance Archer is really good. Brian Cage.
I would think Peyton's husband.
Sean Spears.
Yeah.
Like, there's just people. And you know what the funny thing is? People were like, oh my god, the Inspiration. Would you guys ever go to AEW? And they're like, no, we don't feel the need to go. They literally said, they're like, we don't. They're like, would you go through the forbidden door? And they're like, no, we don't feel the need to. So they don't feel the need to go through any forbidden doors. The Impact AEW thing's over, other than Gallows and Anderson, which people are starting to get really fucking pissed.
Oh, really?
People are starting to get really mad at him.
Why? Which is,
there's a moment. So this is kind of how I see it. And I understand it because it is exactly how we feel. And we felt this way for a long time. It felt like the moment that they got into the elite and all of that, they became very disrespectful to people. Hmm. Like a lot of people that they had fans, you know, had fans for a long time were like, what the fuck? You know, this isn't, they became fake. And it's almost like, you know, we know who you guys are, but this, like, this shit isn't gonna fly, you know? So, and you can tell, like, people are kind of like over their shit right now. People are over it. They don't want to deal with them. Like, I'm a year ago, would you think that people would say Hikuleo and Chris Bay should take those titles off of Gallows and Anderson?
That's a good no. point.
And now people are saying Hikuleo and Chris Bay need to take those belts off of them. So. Their fans have turned.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
And not
Becky's cutting a promo on Charlotte.
Yeah. It's hold on, I gotta find my
room. Oh, she's talking about their friendship. Oh. Where are my glasses? I can't read the captions fast enough.
I don't have captions on.
Oh my god.
Hold on. Oh, Charlotte acted like she didn't know who the fuck Becky was.
Oh,
fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay, they're selling me on this match. And I don't think I don't think this is a work, guys.
No.
She's going to beat the ever-living piss out of Charlotte. Wow.
I didn't hear the very beginning.
Neither did I, but she just said she's going to beat the ever living piss out of her. And
well, I was reading the caption. She said something about their friendship.
Yeah, she said that in their friendship, she didn't want to play second fiddle to Charlotte Flair because Charlotte Flair always had to be a star and their friendship had conditions.
Oh.
And now Liv's out here. Oh, God, Liv! She's like, I'm sorry to interrupt this love-hate obsession that you and Charlotte have. Well, shit. Liv is out here stirring the pot.
Hmm. That was very interesting.
We're going to have to rewatch that. It's, Jesus Christ. Like, she went in. You know what? Good for her. Anyway, now that we're stunned into silence. Huh. And I kind of think they're going to shoot fight
They might.
I think she's going to punch her in the boobs and in the face. Anyway, yeah, there's going to be some releases coming up. Shit. Anyway, going into Survivor Series now. Now that we're stunned into silence. Who do you think's going to win on whatever that is?
I don't even know what team. Oh, the women?
Becky and Charlotte.
I don't know.
Do you think it's going to be a situation where, like...
Probably, is it no disqualification?
No. I
somehow think... get disqualified then. I don't know what'll happen.
Honestly, I think this could be a situation where they beat the shit out of each other so much that, like, nobody's alive after. Like, they're both just... Seth, you might want to take the baby somewhere else during that one, because Becky's gonna kick the living shit out of her. Anyway, I don't know who's gonna win that. Part of me thinks Vince might be pissed at Charlotte, and if somebody wins, it's Becky.
Well, Liv just called Becky a bitch.
You know what? Good for her. You know, good for you, Liv. You live on a farm with your pig and stuff, and you might be dating Wyndham's brother, you know, and he's got a cooking channel. That's cool. You know what? You called Becky a bitch. I'm on board with this. This is not a bad thing. Uh-uh. I'm not mad at it. But I like, you know, I can't hate Becky. Well then, Liv. Anyway, I have a feeling Charlotte and Becky are gonna main event this this show. I don't know about you. Because people are literally sitting here just stunned. So now that we've collected our thoughts and got to hear Liv call her a bitch, Roman and Big E, do we have to even say it?
Say what?
Who's going to win that match, Roman and
Big
E?
No, no.
No. It's going to be Roman. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. We all know who's going to win that one. The Team Raw men versus Team SmackDown. Let me get the list, because SmackDown has an opening because Sami Zayn was taken out of the match, which I feel like is an injustice because, you know, it's Sammy Wow Wow, and we love Sammy Wow Wow on this show.
We do.
We do. So Team Raw versus Team SmackDown is going to be Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Rey Mysterio, and Roberto Lashley versus Team SmackDown, Drew McIntyre, Jeff Hardy, Xavier Woods, the man that we love, Baron Corbin, and a mystery person.
Who do we think that mystery person is?
I don't fucking know. Everybody was released. It could be anybody at this point. Fuck, it could be Vince himself. It could be Vince. Fuck, it could be, you know, Matt Riddle's dick for all we know. Even though it's on Raw. But it's so big, it could go, you know, just stretches. SmackDown. Who do you think it will be?
I don't even know who's still left on each show anymore.
I know. That's where I'm at as
well. Is it a call-up, you think, from NXT, maybe? Or who's anybody that's hurt that's coming back or anything?
But who would it be? Like, it can't be Ciampa because he's NXT champion.
Is there somebody that was hurt?
Let me look. Could it, I don't think it'd be Gargano.
No.
I don't think Gargano. Keith Lee's gone. Cross is gone. Could it be one of the, could it be Kofi? Kofi?
Why would that be a mystery and exciting? Oh, shoot.
Nobody said it was going to be exciting. I mean, nobody said it was going to be exciting. Just a mystery. So on the roster, it's Roman, Drew, Kofi, Xavier, Baron, Madcap Moss. Watch that, this surprise. Isaiah Swerve Scott, Top Dollar, Ashante Dionis, Jeff Hardy, Jimmy Uso, Jey Uso, King Nakamura, Rick Boogs. It's Rick Boogs, isn't it? Sheamus, Eric and Ivar, Ricochet, Humberto Carrillo.
Ricochet's still there?
He is. He's got a new girlfriend too. Apparently he's not with the little flexible girl anymore. He's with the ring announcer for NXT now.
Ah.
Or interviewer. They're a thing now, but nobody knew this. So everybody's like, wait a minute, where's your other girlfriend at?
Huh.
Yes. Cesaro.
That'd be nice.
Cesaro? Mustafa Ali, Drew Gulak, Mansoor, Mace, Jinder Mahal, and Shanky.
None of those would be like exciting or surprising.
Thank you. That's why I said it wasn't going to be, you know, it wasn't supposed to be exciting.
Hmm.
You know, none of this is exciting.
Mm-mm.
I'm not.
So are we supposed to? Are we doing our predictions on this?
Well, yeah, that's what I've been trying to do here.
Okay.
Who will win, and who do you think is the mystery person? Again, the mystery is not exciting, probably. So I'm trying to look on. Could it be Kyle O'Reilly?
That's a good choice.
Maybe he re-signed Pete Dunne?
Huh?
I don't know. See, even on NXT, there's not that many people left. So, like, I
think Kyle O'Reilly's. I think that's a good choice.
I'm going to go Kofi or Kyle O'Reilly.
I'll say Cesaro or Kyle O'Reilly. That's a good guess.
Yeah,
it'll probably be like
Sheamus.
Sheamus.
It'll be Jinder Mahal. I'll be like, what? What in the fuck? They're like, the surprise person is Jinder Mahal. They're like, it's Shanky. You're Shanky. I'm like,
I'm going to say Team SmackDown will win just because they love SmackDown now. I think
Team SmackDown will win, but I don't think Team SmackDown will win for the women's.
I think it'll
be Team Raw for the women's. All right. On the women's, it is Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, Carmella, and Queen Zelina versus Sasha Banks, Shayna Baszler, Shotzi Blackheart, Natalya, and an unknown final person.
Probably that the Zio. What's her name? Is she going to the other show?
Who?
She's on NXT, and they keep teasing that she's coming up to the main roster. Is it Zia? Is that how you say it? XIA.
Oh.
I can't remember which show they're teasing her to come.
I know. For. Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, the Raw team's better for sure.
Raw, they have all their people.
Yeah.
I think you could be onto something. Honestly, I don't know who else they would do. Like, fuck.
I mean, there's not very much. Tony Storm, maybe? Naomi? Maybe? I think it's either be. Yeah, Xia Li or Naomi. I think they said she's coming to SmackDown, according to this thing.
Oh, okay, so. Then yeah.
I'm gonna go, if it's fucking Natalya, I'm gonna be like, are you fucking kidding me?
I thought you already said her.
No, I said Naomi.
No, but I thought she was already on the team.
Oh, is she? Fuck, I don't know. I don't pay attention when she's on TV. It's like listening to paint dry. I honestly do think I tune her out. Like, I'll hear everybody else, and I'm like, what was that? Oh, it was Natalya. Like, no offense to her, but shit, I'm just not interested.
Yeah. Not entertained.
Not entertained. I'm not feeling. Oh, she is on there. Fuck. Fuck. Everybody else on that team is so interesting, and then it's her.
Otis is like, looks bigger.
It's like a limp dick. It's like, oh, Natalya. Like, oh, Natalya. You know? Like, it's like, oh, hey, Shayna. Ooh. Fucking Sasha Banks. Some fucking Shotzi Blackheart is getting a big push. Natalya. Like, you really let go of Mia Yim to keep Natalya. That's a choice. That's a choice. And not saying it's a good choice. That's choice, nonetheless. Honestly, can we just have old Otis back?
Doesn't he look bigger to you? Like, he's not like fat, but like
he's been working out a lot.
Yeah,
he does look
broader,
pretty muscular.
Yeah,
looks muscular, very muscular, but like. I think it's the hair.
Maybe.
The hair makes him just look not very fun anymore. He just looks... It's a no from me. It's a no from me. I'm sorry. You know, Otis used to be fun. Now Otis isn't fun anymore. Anyway, I think Team Raw is going to win because, you know... Yeah. Then we have the Raw Tag Team Champions, Randy Orton and Matt Riddle versus Tag Team Champions, the Usos. Yeah. I don't think they're going to let Roman and the Usos lose.
No. I just hope they don't break up RK-Bro because of it.
Well, they're teasing that, apparently.
I know.
I haven't watched this in a while, but apparently they're teasing that, and I don't like that. Damian Priest versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Priest.
I don't know, Nakamura.
I hope it's Nakamura.
I hope it's Nakamura. I like Damian Priest, and I like Nakamura. I'm not, I'm okay with both, you know? Really? It's just, yeah. Kind of how I feel about that. And then we said Roman and Charlotte and Becky. Either they're going to kill each other or I think it's going to be Becky.
Yeah. I think it'll be disqualification.
Well, who will disqualify who then?
Becky will probably get herself disqualified.
Yeah. When she chops
off Charlotte's... Or Liv could interfere in it.
Or she chops off Charlotte's fingers.
If Liv interferes in it, then Charlotte would get disqualified, so.
Oh, and somebody, I mean, you're forgetting Sasha Banks could disqualify fucking Charlotte.
Yeah, it's true.
Fucking Bayley could come back, and thank God, because you know what? I'm going to tell you, those other three bitches, I've kind of learned, they're annoying, and Bayley seems to be the sane one of it all.
She's annoying, too.
Well, she's annoying, but out of the three,
I feel like Bailey might be on to something. You know? Like, Sasha's probably the most annoying out of all of them. But I feel like they're all annoying. So this is like the contest of like, none of you are not annoying, but who is the least annoying of the annoying?
That's a hard thing to answer.
I feel like on different days, it's a different person. Like Bailey right now on Twitter actually is pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. Bailey's actually pretty cool.
Twitter, right?
Change. She could be like a total loon tomorrow and we could be like, oh, well, Bailey's annoying again. You know? Yeah. Becky's just annoying because she got more annoying when she started boning Seth. So I don't know. Maybe it rubbed off on her. Because we used to be like, oh, Becky's not annoying. And now we're like, huh. Also, Shotzi just has the best fucking tweet ever. A feud isn't official until somebody gets called a bitch. She's not wrong. She's not wrong. But yeah, you know, I'm just not a fan of unpopular opinion. I don't like Sasha Banks. I feel like I've shared this opinion a lot, but I don't like Sasha Banks. You know? Mm-hmm. Not a fan. Everybody else is. I'm not.
I don't really like any of the four anymore, to be honest.
Well, I think Becky has the most entertainment value at this point because really she's just a parody of herself.
She's a little bit too ridiculous.
She's a parody of what she once was. And it almost makes you think that Seth Rollins' sperm has some kind of qualities that changes a woman. You know? I could be wrong, but just I don't know. Anyway, interesting. Very interesting. Somebody said, oh, Lance Storm just said WWE should do a documentary about Seth and Becky's closets because the clothes they wear are mighty entertaining.
That is true.
Like, where do you buy this? Like, do you have them made to look this stupid? Like, just, they're very strange people.
I think they buy them from Macklemore's closet.
they went to the thrift shop, didn't they?
The Macklemore garage sale.
Was everything a dollar? I'm guessing now. So now, time to get into some. I don't know if we should call this iffy news. The rumors are that Ring of Honor might be no more because Jay Lethal has left, and now Jay Lethal, the man who has allegedly. SA'd people. We're going to say SA so we don't trigger anybody. SA, you know what that means. Touching without permission. Offering favors. Sexually. Anyway. And he's got a lawsuit over it at the moment. He's in AEW now. But nobody asked fucking about those allegations. They were all like, oh my god, Jay Lethal. What are you doing here? Oh, Jay Lethal. Oh, my God. Jay Lethal. So, yeah. You know what? Even if he didn't have all of these allegations, he's fucking boring.
Yeah.
Like, he's fucking... You literally... could have signed anybody on the Ring of Honor roster. And you picked Jay Lethal. Like, you could have had Brody King. You could have had, well, probably not the Briscoes because they're doing, you know, maybe they got the GCW shit. You could have had Dalton Castle. You could have waited and signed, you know, anybody. And you picked Jay Lethal, the man that Vince McMahon wouldn't even sign. The man that Hunter Hearst Helmsley took one look at him and said, no, thank you. And y'all signed him. Yeah. Okay. I should have prefaced it with this. I have never seen the appeal of Jay Lethal. Ever. Like, I do not understand why fucking people are like, oh my god, Jay Lethal, it's a legend, he's a legend, it's Jay Lethal. I don't get it. Like, I have not been particularly blown away by anything he's done ever. Not in Impact, not Ring of Honor. I'm not impressed.
Yeah, he's just kind of always been there, but it's like,
yeah, he's just always there. Like, the most over thing he's ever done was ripping off Macho Man Randy Savage.
That's true.
Like, literally, that is the only thing that has ever gotten this man over. Like, anytime Jay Lethal would come on, Jen and I would go on, like, a bathroom break. Like, we'd be at a Ring of Honor show. We're like, oh, it's Jay Lethal's match? And if it's against somebody we don't really care for either, we're like, hey, you want to go get some nachos? Like, we weren't like, oh my god, like, there's people out there who are like, oh my god, this is huge, this is great.
They won't use him.
Well, no, they'll use him for 6 months because, you know, they'll be not like
even,
oh
not
because,
even
okay months. three to five
all, we know he's the wrong skin color for AEW because they don't like to promote people of color. They don't.
Somebody said it. I'm glad somebody said it.
Well, it's true.
We've all been thinking it.
They don't.
I mean,
they don't promote their people of color at all.
I mean, you got a very Republican Trumper EVP. I mean, I'm not saying all of them are that way, but you know, you don't see Scorpio Sky in the main event.
No.
So, like, at least, you know, I'll give it WWE, at least says Big E.
They have Big E, they have
Kofi,
they have
Street Profits,
Usos.
There's Samoan, Samoan, so is Roman,
Bianca, Sasha,
Xavier's King now.
Mm-hmm.
Naomi. I think Naomi's going to join the Bloodline. I mean, probably. You're right, though.
They don't.
And I really want somebody not pro AEW. I want a third party, because if we do it, we're going to be very biased. We're going to want them to look like shit. And if somebody who's pro AEW does this, they're going to be like, AEW, that's a lie. So I want somebody who is a biased third party to fucking, like, look at every match in AEW and tell me how many times a person of color has won.
Or even been on TV.
I think Scorpio Sky is on. I don't watch it, so I can't tell you how much he's been on TV, but people do talk about him. You know what? That's the thing. Scorpio Sky, very nice guy.
Oh, we didn't finish.
Incredibly nice. Stuff.
Bobby Lashley, forgot about him.
Well, yeah, he's on Team Raw. Yeah.
He's on TV all the time.
He's on TV. You know?
Was a champion.
I mean, we're not trying to make something out of nothing, but I feel like we have to kind of bring that up because, like, if you fucking Google AEW roster, the first person who comes up that is not a person who is Well, I shouldn't say that because Cody Rhodes is apparently Puerto Rican. Apparently. On his mother's side.
Okay.
Hikaru Shida is the first one. And that's a Japanese woman. And then after that, it's Brandi Rhodes. But Brandi Rhodes, we've had this conversation before. Hold on. I'm going to look at their current roster and I'm going to tell you just by looking at the roster what we're looking at here. One, two. Are we counting Japanese? Because they do like to. Cody does have a fetish. Or not. That's Cody. True. Kenny.
I wouldn't count.
Kenny Japanese. Has a fetish.
I wouldn't count Japanese.
Okay. I was going to say Kenny does have a fetish. So, you know, allegedly has a fetish. Thunder Rosa. Tiger Rojas. Sunny Kiss. Sunny Kiss is never on TV, though. Serena Deeb. Scorpio Sky. Santana. Sammy Guevara. Rey Fénix. Red Velvet. Rebel. Penta, Ortiz, Miro's Bulgarian.
I wouldn't count him.
I'm just throwing it out there. He's Bulgarian.
I'm just saying. Okay,
Max Caster.
I would think about who they would consider looks white, and I think they would go with
Leo Rush, Lee Johnson, Mark Henry. I don't like Max Caster. He's a fucking prick. Fuck that guy. Kira Hogan, Isaiah Cassidy, Jade Cargill. I mean, Evil Uno's not. Okay, let's look at their champions though. Like, I'm just saying, I'm not trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, but at the same time, you can't deny glaring proof.
Yep.
And I'm kind of not surprised. So you know what? I'm going to be, and here, you know what? I want to preface this with, if AEW didn't have the EVPs they have, if those people were not in the company and didn't have booking decisions and didn't have a say, we would probably watch it. We probably would if they were not on the TV. Like if they say they were in some other company somewhere in the world, would you watch it with the roster they have right now?
No.
I'd give it a shot. Honest,
no.
I mean, again, with the EVPs not there,
I can't with Young Bucks. I can't.
Well, no, because they're EVPs. They wouldn't be there.
They wouldn't be the talent either.
No. I said if Cody, Kenny, and the Bucks were just in some other company somewhere in the world.
Okay. I wouldn't regularly watch it, but I might watch it.
You'd give it a go.
Yeah.
There'd be moments. I'd probably record it and like, kind of like I do on, you know, with SmackDown. Fast forward to the people I like, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't even know who their champions are. Who are their champions?
Adam Page.
Well, yeah, good for him, by the way. You know what, we hate AEW, but that guy deserved it. Good for him. You know, it's congratulations to him. You know what? We're going to say that. All right. Let's talk about the history of the AEW championship. Now people are going to be like, it's a new company though. And I'll be like, okay, still. We have Chris Jericho, John Moxley, Kenny Omega, and Adam Page.
And probably Adam Cole's coming up eventually.
Probably.
Yeah. Cody at some point. Anyway. So there's that. AEW Women's Championship. I'm not going to badmouth Nyla Rose because Nyla Rose is a trans woman and is Native American. So we can count that. Mm-hmm. We can count that. But remember, at a certain point, Kenny was booking this division. So the fetish, alleged fetish, is very real. Riho, Nyla Rose, Hikaru Shida, and then Britt Baker has had it since May. So there's that. You know, we got to get into the lower belts to kind of see a little bit of a change, a little mix. We got the TNT belt, Cody. And then the man who we love and miss, Mr. Brody Lee. And then Cody again. And then Darby, Miro, and Sammy Guevara. Okay. AEW Tag Team Champions. Let's see what we got here. SCU, but it's with Scorpio Sky. Do with that what you will. Then we have Kenny Omega and Adam Page. Then we have FTR. And then we have the Young Bucks, who held the belt for 302 days. You can see my eyes right now, guys. They're just rapidly blinking. But thankfully, we now have the Lucha Brothers, who have the belt after 302 days. Of vanilla bland crap. Yes, I said it. Crap. So, I don't know. I think an unbiased third party should probably look at this and maybe do like some statistics, you know?
Yeah, some percentages.
Some percentages, you know? Just saying. Just a thought. I mean, Impact has, I hate the guy, but Moose is champion on Impact. You know, just the more you know. Just with a rainbow hand, the more you know. Anyway, things that people don't want to talk about, but you know what? Congratulations, Hangman. You finally won, and at least it was before Cody.
It's true.
Because, you know, apparently Cody solved racism. And shit's gold and piss is platinum. You know? And you know what, though? Everybody does hate him now. So there's that.
Yeah.
That's a plus. You know, everybody's kind of seeing that, you know, he's a kind of a fucking prick. The man's a prick. He's so much of a prick that they're saying he deleted his Twitter. The Twitter is gone. It's gone. He's deleted Twitter. Oh, Charlotte just tweeted, uh-oh. Well, fuck. But yeah,
my stomach just growled.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it's very fascinating that now Cody has deleted his Twitter after what my brother has reported to be the loudest boos he's heard in a very long time. Roman Reigns levels of boos, but not Roman Reigns now boos. Roman Reigns circa when The Rock had to come out and try to get him some cheers boos. So, and everybody's like, what if he turned heel? And I'm like, I think people just hate him. You know? And it's a little different than Baron Corbin, because people boo Baron Corbin, but they watch him on Instagram. They're like, you know what? He seems like a good dude.
I can't say that about Cody.
No.
Like, he doesn't seem like a good dude. He seems like the kind of guy who would cut you off in traffic and then blame you. So, you know. Also, I'm just going to say it now. People are going to get really testy about this, but I don't care anymore. I kind of think he named his daughter Liberty. That way, when he's running for Senate, he could bring it up.
Possible.
I mean, it makes sense. He was talking about running for Senate before he had the kid. So, I mean, I could be right. I could be wrong. But you know what? I seem to be right about a lot of things lately. Because guess who's not going to AEW? Oh, Mr. Wyndham's not going. So, you know. Yeah, I've been right so far, guys. Braun didn't go. Bray didn't go. God. It's like I'm the whisperer. It's like I know these things. Without knowing. Huh?
It's a vindication.
It's vindication. It is. I feel like I deserve a lot of sorries and maybe a parade in my honor. Because, you know, I was right. So, you know, just doing hot girl things over here and just knowing what they're doing without knowing what they're doing. So there you go. Anyway, he's going to be a movie star now.
Good for him.
Good for him. But you know what? I'm going to say it now because I've been right so far. He's going to make this movie, but I don't think the itch is going to go away. This is the man who said he's going to be like 75 and still wrestling in a high school gym somewhere. So you know what? He'll be back. He'll be back. Vince is going to be like all sad. He's going to be like, what the fuck? I should have. He's going to be like Dave Bautista. You know how like they fired Bautista, but then brought him back.
Right.
It's going to be like after he became like a big movie star, was in Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. It's going to be like that. But I hope he doesn't go back. I hope he's like, fuck you, Vince. And I hope in his spare time from filming horror movies that he can do a shoot interview so he can vindicate what we've all been saying for a very long time.
You might.
Yeah. You could just be like, guys, you were right. Vince is a fucking asshole. And I'll be like, we knew that. Tell us something we didn't know. Anyway. But he's a movie star now. And he's going to be in a horror movie, apparently. And, you know, he's doing hot guy shit. And Danhausen is now, he had surgery and he's going to be okay. So Danhausen's doing spooky guy shit. And, you know, now Aleister Black might be hurt. So that's another spooky guy who might be hurt, which, fuck, apparently everybody's hurt now. Fucking everybody's hurt. Mace Warner's hurt. Chris Dickinson got hurt at the New Japan show. Fucking Danhausen's hurt. Everybody's hurt. They all seem to be breaking legs. Yeah. So don't ever tell a wrestler to break a leg, especially in this climate, because everybody's out here breaking legs. Apparently. So yeah. You know, it'll be interesting to see what this movie is like. I guess I'm gonna be doing a movie review when it comes. Naturally, I'll be doing a movie review. I'll try to get Jen to go. Even though we kind of like didn't work on the Mojo one.
It's true.
We were like, when we found out he was only in the movie for like 3 seconds. But man, he is still trying to get people to watch his movie.
Bless his residuals.
Bless his heart. He's out here like, Baron's like, what's a movie I haven't seen that I might like? He's like, you can watch G.I. Joe Snake Eyes. Like, you can go watch that one. I'm like, fucking Mojo. Look at you. He's whoring this movie out more than anybody else I've ever seen. I'm like, dude, you're in it for like a minute. I don't know why you're so... He's very proud of this accomplishment.
He is.
He's incredibly proud. The man wants everybody to watch. But hey, good for him. You know, he's doing things. You know, I never thought we'd say movie star Bray Wyatt, but here we are.
Makes sense, though.
Taylor still has his cooking channel, aka formerly known as Bo Dallas. He's still got a cooking channel. Braun is cuddling with a dog somewhere, which good for him. Who doesn't love cuddling with a dog? Huh. I mean, they're all doing better than Jake Gyllenhaal right now. So you know what that leads us to.
I think we need a whole episode about that, actually.
Oh, my God.
I think we should do that and dissect the whole thing.
Fucking Taylor. Let's just... Taylor Swift, not Taylor Rotunda. Taylor Swift. The Taylors were too close for a moment. People were like, oh, Taylor? Like, cooking show? No. Taylor Swift. I think we could do a whole episode dissecting that and Free Britney, but, like, let's just give them a teaser.
Okay.
I do not want to be Jake Gyllenhaal right now. The man is probably vomiting.
And I want to say this, though. This is her side. He's got a side. Nobody cares about his side at this
point.
But he does have a side.
But, like,
I just want to make it clear that I understand there are two sides to every story.
But to this, I have to say, bro, you were the adult in the situation. This girl is, like, turning 21. You're the fucking 30-year-old adult. You can't go to this girl's birthday party. Like, you couldn't go to the birthday party. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
You couldn't go to the birthday party. And you know what? Taylor's side of the story makes you seem like a fucking prick.
It does.
Yeah. And you know what? She's got a point. You're dating 25-year-old girls. So she's got a point. You're not dating anyone your own age.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we need a whole episode.
It's
too much.
It's too much.
Between now and next week, you need to watch the 10-minute video.
The 10-minute.
Well, more than 10 minutes. The mini movie.
Girl, okay. Hold on. So this is what happened the other day. Oh, actually, it was today. I was running around doing errands and, you know, doing my Target pickup, my Kohl's pickup, all my stuff. Literally every pickup, the first girl, I went to Kohl's first, the girl was like, oh my God, it's Taylor. You're listening to Taylor. I'm like, yes, I am. She goes, can you believe what he did? I'm like, I know. I was like, that asshole. She's like, I'd say the same thing, but I'm at work. I'm like, she gets it. Go to Target, still listening to Taylor. They're like, can you believe? I'm like, I know. This fucking guy. What the fuck, Taylor? Why didn't you tell us this years ago? And you know what else? This is the other thing. Going on TikTok and realizing I am not the only damaged 30-year-old woman out there. Like, my God, we're all damaged women.
I saw this TikTok video where this girl was like, so did we all have relationships with men who hated us or what?
Yeah. I'm literally listening to the song. I'm like, oh my God, every relationship I've had, they hated me. Oh my God. I'm like, they fucking hated me. I was like, why didn't I realize this a long time ago? Ugh. Like, I've kind of been told everything in that song before. I'm like,
definitely the kitchen scene part, like,
yes,
yeah,
when he's like, you're just, this is just what happens, and it's like,
she's like you, what did she say, you embarrass me, or you made me, you know, you made me feel stupid. He goes, no, yeah, you're making yourself feel stupid.
Yes. And I'm like, no, I, you know what though, my ex, who should never be named, said that shit to me once. I go, I feel like
I haven't had this exact words to me, but basically the same thing.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like a fucking idiot. I feel stupid. Why am I doing this? And he's like, well, you're the only one who feels that way. And now I'm like, he fucking hated me. Great. Oh, I'm like, Now I'm like, I want to write a strongly worded letter to every man I've ever dated and just be like, how dare you?
I saw this one girl on TikTok where she sent all of her ex-boyfriends the video. No words, no nothing. She just texted the video to them.
I literally tweeted, I was like, every relationship I've had from 16 to 30. is that song. Like, it's all in that song. You want to know what my problem is? Right there. But yeah, there's all these guys on TikTok who are like, holy shit, I am sorry, ladies. Because you know what? On TikTok, it's literally every woman going, yeah, yeah, checks out. Mm-hmm. And the part when, like, they're at the dinner and she, like, tried to hold his hand and he's like, and, like, pulls it away. I've had that happen. And I'm like, well, I'm just sitting here watching it like, thanks, Taylor. Just thank you for telling me every problem I have with a man in this 10 minutes.
So yeah, Jesus. Go watch it, guys.
Yeah. If you want to know what our problems are, go ahead and watch that. And then you'll realize.
I'm serious though. We need to just dissect the whole thing.
We do. Like, girl, I feel the one where it's like, you get older, but your lovers stay the same age. I was like, yep, yep,
that's a good one.
Literally, the second I heard that, I was like, she went there. And then, like, on Saturday Night Live, okay, you have to watch Saturday Night Live performance because that part of the song, she looks like she's about to fucking, like, demonically possess Jake Gyllenhaal and choke him. Like, she's got, like, she's looking at the camera and she's glaring. And I'm like, she wants to murder somebody. And I, for one, am here for it. But you know what? You know who was there during that performance?
Lots of people.
Joe Jonas.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's the man who's probably sitting there going, thank God.
And Taylor Lautner, she apologized to him.
She apologized to him. Tom, and you know what? Fucking Loki. She told Tom Hiddleston, who's Loki, she was like, listen, I'm sorry you loved me too much. And you know what? He got off easily. That poor guy just wanted her bad.
To be fair, she kind of used him a little bit.
She did. She used him a little bit, but he really liked her. So you know what? That song made me feel bad for him in a way. Because I was like, that poor guy was really into you, Taylor.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? I think she realizes that.
Which song was about him?
I'll have to look it up. I think it's on the new.
Is it Champagne Problems?
I think so.
Aw.
I know. That's why I feel bad. I'm like, oh, poor guy. He really liked her. Now I'm like, who's Enchanted about? Like, who's
About that guy from Owl City.
Oh, that's right.
And then he wrote a song about her.
Yeah.
Afterwards. And she was already with Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big mistake. But you know what's next, guys? Because all the Easter eggs are saying Speak Now is next. So John Mayer, Jessica Simpson has ruined you. Holly Madison has talked about you. And now Taylor's about to destroy your career. So Taylor's about to ruin you. After Jessica Simpson's book, I was like, fuck that guy. I hope he fucking, like, eats a dick.
Oh, man.
Fuck that guy. You know what? Jessica Simpson, bust out of retirement. You're next. You need to start writing songs about these men. Nick Lachey, fucking John Mayer, Justin Timberlake tried to fuck her because of a bet from when they were teenagers. Come on! God. I'm telling you, Jessica Simpson, you need to come back. It's time. But you know who is coming back? Our queen. And everybody's queen at this point. Miss Britney Spears.
She's not going to sing again for a while, though.
She's back. Because she can now spend her own money and drive a car. So
she might have an OnlyFans too.
Oh my God. You know what? I said I would never do an only, like, I'd never join somebody's OnlyFans, but that one, I might. I might. I'd be like, Brittany. You know what though? The thing is with Brittany, she'd probably only have gay men and women who love her. I'd be like, listen, I'm not getting any sexual gratification from this. I just want to give you my money. Mm. Like, girl, if you had a GoFundMe, I would have, like, given to you. So, Like, you don't need the money, but in a way I feel like I should give you money. So, you know. You know. And Finn Balor, as if on cue, Finn Balor is walking to the ring and they cut away before the part that we all love to watch. Oh, wait, is he going to do it? Wait, did we not? They did cut. For the love of God, let me just see this man leaning against the ropes in all his glory. What is wrong with you, Kevin Dunn? Haven't you hurt me enough? Like, you took away Wyndham. You took away everybody else. And now I can't see Finn Balor in all his glory. Really? What are you going to do next? Fucking make Baron Corbin wear like a turtleneck all the time? But now what? Baron Corbin wearing long sleeves? Fuck. It's enough I got to deal with that Madcap Moss guy. Right? That guy's fucking annoying. I'd probably turn the TV off if Baron wasn't on the screen. Now, be careful, Baron. This is the guy who was with Mojo, and then look what happened. So, just saying. This guy seems to be ruining careers around here. So, anyway, Britney's free. Taylor is dragging everybody, and she's making us all remember that we're all damaged people. Also, she covered Better Man on that album. And that is a song that reminded me of my ex for a long time. Let me tell you, I cried because it was good. Not because of that fucker. Anyway, Katy Perry has black hair again. Fucking Lindsay Lohan is going to be in a movie. Right? What is happening? Even more reason, Jessica Simpson, come out of retirement.
Now is the time.
Now is the time. We need Jessica Simpson. Mandy Moore, get off This Is Us. It is time to do the shit.
Yeah, and I'll go on tour together.
And Christina can join in. Fucking Lance Bass. Love Lance Bass.
Music festival.
Yeah. I'll go. Backstreet Boys. God, girl. I'm seriously, okay, guys, this is our off-topic portion of the podcast, obviously. I'm literally considering buying Jen a ticket to go see Backstreet Boys with me in June because I want to get drunk on White Claws and talk about how hot AJ McLean still is. And if you see him, you know I have a type and have had a type for a very long time. Yeah, the tattooed men with facial hair thing has gone on for a very long time. It's a thing. But yes, Backstreet Boys, the NSYNC without Justin, because Justin,
maybe what the have NSYNC without Justin.
Well, then you know what, Lance Bass. No, let's do, you know that mix they were doing where it was like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys together. Let's do that. They were doing each other's songs and it sounded like probably better. Let's do that. Yeah,
good point.
A very good point. And then like Lance Bass can like also, you know what I saw on TikTok, Lance Bass's TikTok, him and Britney are actually related. They're like third cousins or something.
Interesting.
So, you know what everybody said in the comments? Well, she doesn't have a family anymore, so you should invite her to Thanksgiving. You know, she doesn't have a family anymore. You might be her only family, Lance Bass. And to that I say, good for them. And also, can we see this? Can we get like a photo? Like Britney holding the babies, you know? Shit like that. You know? But anyway, if you're on TikTok, literally everybody is talking about Taylor or Free Britney. That's literally all that they're talking about at this point is Taylor or Free Britney, which is really nice. Because usually it was like Trump 2024 and COVID. So, you know, this is a nice, this is a nice break. What in the fuck is this man wearing?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not looking. Swag's sitting by this door dying to go to the bathroom. He's like, get off. Come on, let's go. Anyway, just staring at the door and looking at me like,
are you done? He's like, woman, are you done? Anyway, since the dog has to pee, I guess that means.
Seriously, next week we need to do it.
Next week, yes. We'll see what wrestling has. It probably is nothing. We'll talk about Survivor Series and then go into our fucking incredible journey of Taylor Swift's All Too Well. Because I feel personally victimized by this song. Also, Red is still one of my favorite songs.
It's a good song.
It is a good song. Like, man, I was in the car just driving really fast and I was like, fuck, this is a good song. And I also need something to keep me entertained between now and August when What We Do in the Shadows comes back.
Oh okay, god,
you'll have to start watching that, and then like we'll dissect that as well, because that last episode still is getting me. Weeks later. I'll just say it now. Cover your ears if you watch What We Do in the Shadows. Fucking Laszlo and this fucking lantern made me want to punch him in the face and cry, which is a feeling I have a lot with men with lanterns. Yes. But like, cry for a good reason, but punch him in the face also, because I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what the fuck? He ruined everything. He ruined everything. Anyway, guys, I'm only saying that because I have my Laszlo shirt on right now. But still, fucking guy. Oh, Kevin Owens is out. He's a heel now, I guess. Also, why can't we see Finn Balor in all of his glory? I'm still mad about that.
Time constraints, I guess.
I guess. Like, fuck. We couldn't have cut, like, Dewdrop's entrance and, like, fucking gave me more Finn Balor. This is why I don't watch Raw. I'm watching this because I was like, I guess we're going to have to talk about this. So I might want to know what the fuck we're doing, because I only watch SmackDown. Anyway, guys. Oh, there he is. There's. Oh, God. How does this man not gain a pound? God. Must be nice. Yeah. Anyway, guys, we're going to go next week. If you don't like Taylor Swift, I'm sorry, but we're going to talk about Taylor Swift. Also, who knows what else could happen. But in the meantime, just remember, Trixie Motel is opening up next year. So. And I, for one, depending on how much it costs, will book Jen and I a room for a night, because it is the Trixie Motel and Katya could be there.
That's true.
Katya could be there, and Trixie, they could both be there, and I'd be like, yes, Trixie and Katya could be there.
That'd be awesome.
But you know what, we should just make our podcast like just which it kind of already is, because it's our show. About
random stuff,
we just talk about whatever. Except it wouldn't be as funny because we don't have like a green screen and we can't do like those things.
But that's true.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel like we had some hard-hitting topics today, so dissect it. Also, if you're like an unbiased third party on the AEW thing, can somebody please like do some research? We can't do it though, because like we're gonna make them look bad.
Yeah, we hate them already.
We hate them. So I literally at the end of my thing, it'd just be like, also Cody Rhodes can suck a dick. And it'd be like, the end. Like a little like Jeffree Star like wand sound at the end.
Yeah,
pretty much. Anyway, guys, we're gonna go SummerSlam. Oh, Survivor Series. Hi, this is me. Hi. Survivor Series is Sunday, SmackDown Friday, Impact Thursday, and if you watch that other shit, that's Wednesday. And
Taylor Swift is every day.
Taylor Swift is everything. NXT is tomorrow. So watch NXT, maybe. I don't know. Nobody's left. So who knows? Maybe it's good. Maybe it's not. And yeah, I'm probably going to turn Raw off after we record. Well, after Finn Balor is off the screen. Give him that. Anyway, also, I hope that Charlotte and Becky don't murder each other.
Eh.
I feel like if, like, Becky Lynch should do, like, a Taylor Swift album, though. Like, I feel like she'd have a lot to say.
That's true.
She, I feel like also she was maybe holding back a little bit. Anyway.
She could have been.
She could have been. Anyway, guys, we'll see what happens. We'll be back next week with Taylor Swift because she's everything. And also, like, if Britney announces something incredibly crazy, then, you know, we'll talk about it. So, and who knows? We could be going back to 2008 at this point. So,
it's true.
It's true. Anyway, until next week. Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.